As we in Arizona know, as the heat intensifies, summer is definitely here. It is June, and we have reached this nice time of summer. Kids are out on vacation. Life gets a little slower and easier for many people. Summer brings up visions of flip-flops, trips to the beach, reading a good book, and hanging out relaxing with a cold lemonade, or maybe something a little stronger. Wouldn't it be great, we might ask, if all of life could be like this? Easy, breezy, relaxed, not a care in the world. No stress, no homework, nowhere you have to be. It sounds so good that we can now find many, many self-help books and experts who encourage us to squeeze every minute of relaxation, play, and ease that we can out of life. This feels in contrast to me with this week's Torah portion. Parshat Naso in the book of Numbers begins with the taking of a census of the Gershonites. The Gershonites are an Israelite family clan that is part of the tribe of Levi. We learn in this portion that all of the men from the age of 30 till they turn 50 will be tasked with helping out with the tabernacle, that portable house of worship that went with the Israelites on their 40-year journey through the wilderness. These Gershonites, in addition to helping with the tabernacle when it is in use, they will also carry some of the physical parts of the sanctuary on the journey. The text says in chapter 4, "These are the duties of the Gershonite clan as to labor and porterage. They shall carry the cloths of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting with its covering, the covering of dolphin skin that is on top of it, and the screen for the entrance of the tent of meeting. They will carry the hangings of the enclosure, the screen at the entrance of the gate of the enclosure that surrounds the tabernacle, the cords and the altar, and all their service equipment and all their accessories." We might think, how dreary. These Israelites know from the time they are born exactly what their job will be. They know that as they walk through the many, many miles of wilderness, they will be bearing the burden of the sanctuary items day in and day out for the 20 years that probably formed the majority of their adult life, given the lifespan back then. But Judaism teaches us that while relaxation and Shabbat are important and are certainly a blessing, so is a sense of mission and work. In fact, by the Torah telling us to work for 6 days and rest for one, our tradition teaches about work-rest balance. Rest allows us to have fun, to renew our energy, and to relax. But work allows us to create a better world and a better version of ourselves. Perhaps it's obvious that working is necessary and useful in our world, but is it really healthiest for us to exist under the stress of school, of life's challenges, of a job? You know, whatever your version of carrying those ancient tabernacle dolphin skins is today. Well, here's an interesting little bit of information. In Tucson, as you may know, there is Biosphere 2. This is a self-contained little mini-Earth. It is a closed system of about 3 acres that has allowed scientists to research our planet's living systems. Think of a giant terrarium. It turns out that the trees that were planted in Biosphere 2 grew faster than trees outside of the biosphere. They were well-nourished, and they thrived. But then something surprising happened. Before they reached full maturity, they would collapse. Branches would fall off, and the trees did not get big and strong. Why, scientists wanted to know, what was missing? It turns out that the answer was wind. There was no wind. Wind provides important stress for trees. It keeps their branches moving, and it stresses the plant in a good way. Over time, trees that are subject to wind develop what is actually known as stress wood. Stress wood has a different cellular structure than the rest of the wood in the tree. It can shift the placement of the tree to access more light or other resources, and it provides strength for weighty branches. We, like those trees, become stronger, more adept, more agile, wiser when we are subject to the challenges of life. On those days when we might be longing for a permanent stay at the beach, we might want to remind ourselves that our work and our life challenges keep our minds sharp and help us to grow. And we know that when we are challenged by new things at work or through our studies, and when we do well, those successes help us develop confidence and self-esteem. In addition, I would add that Judaism's teaching that we have a sacred responsibility to make the world more holy and better is both an added burden and an added source of strength in our life. It's another stress, but a good one. Having a mission can be hard, but it is also gratifying and meaningful. It brings a sense of purpose to one's life. In fact, those of you from Canada, a Canadian study that followed 6,000 people for 14 years found that those people who could articulate their sense of purpose or mission had a 15% lower risk of dying. Of course, it should be said that not every job is a positive one, and too much stress is not good for anyone. But some stress, the normal stresses of life, actually help us and make us stronger. And remembering this can hopefully make it easier to put up with life's challenges. I have been thinking about this recently in relationship to Judaism. We have a religion that, it seems to me, has long understood the benefits of striving to excel, of pushing oneself, even though it is stressful. I can think of a number of examples of this in Judaism, but the one I want to mention right now is Bar Mitzvah, in honor of Ben. We are the only religion I know of that has such a challenging, but also incredibly positive, coming-of-age ceremony for our 13-year-old young adults. We ask them to take on months of extra religious study so that they can fulfill the task of leading the service, reading our sacred text in front of the congregation, and then expounding on its meaning. It's not exactly a vacation on the beach. Am I right, Ben? But we see how our young adults emerge with the benefits of greater self-confidence and the pride of accomplishment. And they also take on a new title, a new role, which is connected to a commitment to continuing to strive. They become bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah, which means one who is responsible for keeping the commandments. Ben, it is my hope that our tradition and its teaching of a mission-driven sense of life will add meaning and blessing to your life and give you added strength and resilience. And for all of us, as we try to enjoy summer on the one hand, but also read about those Gershonites taking on the sacred work of carrying parts of the holy sanctuary, may we think about how the work that we do both challenges and blesses us. Amen.